This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The Philippine Defense Secretary says that at least 17 people have been killed, 40 rescued in the crash of a Philippine Air Force C-130 aircraft carrying troops in a southern province. The Defense Secretary says that rescue efforts have been ongoing and the aircraft had 92 people on board, including 3 pilots and 5 crew members. The rest were Army personnel. Government forces have been battling for decades. The militants in the predominantly Muslim province of Sulu, where the plane crashed Sunday, it is not immediately clear what caused the crash. Military says at least 40 people who were pulled from the burning wreckage were brought to a hospital, and troops have been trying to save the rest. Tropical Storm Elsa is now battering the southern coast of Haiti and the Dominican Republic, downing trees and pulling off rooftops as it speeds through the Caribbean, killing at least 3 people. Storm was centered about 175 miles east-southeast of Montego Bay, Jamaica. It was also swirling west-northwest at 17 miles per hour. It had a maximum sustained winds of 65 miles per hour as a tropical storm, which had been a Category 1 hurricane earlier Saturday. It weakened in its approach to Cuba, and the storm was forecast to hit Cuba next on a path that would then take it to Florida. Businesses around the world rushed Saturday to contain a ransomware attack that paralyzed their computer networks, a situation complicated in the U.S. by offices lightly staffed at the start of the 4th of July holiday weekend. It is not yet known how many organizations have been hit by demands that they pay a ransom in order to get their systems working again. Some cybersecurity researchers predict it could be one of the broadcast ransomware attacks on record, or broadest. This is VOA News. The 2-decade war in Afghanistan has now given U.S. spies a perch for giving tabs on terrorist groups that might have once again used the beleaguered nation to plan attacks against the U.S. homeland, but that will end soon. The withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan left intelligence agencies scrambling for other ways to monitor and stop terrorists. And they'll have to depend more on technology and other allies. A forensic team arrived Saturday in a Canadian town destroyed by wildfire to confirm reports that 2 people were killed during the blazes, which forced residents to abandon their homes with just a few minutes' notice several days ago. Coroner Service in British Columbia said that they will enter the devastated village located 95 miles northeast of Vancouver only if it has been deemed safe. Roughly 1,000 residents fled their homes Wednesday evening after suffering the previous day and under a record high of 121.2 Fahrenheit. At least 43 migrants drowned off the coast of Tunisia on Saturday. 84 others were rescued after their boat capsized overnight. That's according to the Tunisian Red Crescent. Mangi Slim, or Sim, head of the organization, told the Associated Press that the boat, which was carrying 127 migrants, left Libya's coastal city of Zawara on Friday to cross the Mediterranean Sea toward Italy. He said 46 Sudanese, 16 Eritreans, and 12 Bengalis were among those residents. The Defense Ministry spokesperson said the 84 migrants were rescued by fishermen. He declined to confirm, though, the drowning of the other migrants. Libya is a frequent departure point for migrants making the dangerous Mediterranean Sea crossing. Several shipwrecks from smugglers' boats carrying migrants have occurred in recent weeks as attempts to reach Europe became more frequent in warmer summer weathers. Recapping one of our top stories again, the Philippine Defense Secretary now says that at least 17 people have been killed, 40 rescued in the crash of a Philippine Air Force C-130 aircraft carrying troops in a southern province. And they say the rescue efforts are ongoing and that the aircraft had 92 people on board, including 3 pilots and 5 crew members. More at VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.